You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Even though the Black Lives Matter movement has dialed up the conversation across America about racial justice, more needs to be done in regards to racial justice in local school districts all across our nation, and Idaho is no exception. In fact, the principal of Central Academy, an alternative high school in the West Ada School District, is asking for change. Central Academy principal Donnell McNeil is joining us live today to talk more. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to the dialogue.
So, Donnell, we should note that Idaho Education News reporter Sammy Edge recently wrote a feature article about you and your concerns. And so I encourage people to read that article as well. But can you talk about what you've seen in your 10 years in the district that gives you concern that not enough is being done in regards to racial justice?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, I want to say that, you know, West Ada School District is a wonderful school district, a part of this community. I think that it's a tall task to be able to educate 40,000 students. We always say that by probably 2035 or what have you, you know, West Ada will be one of the top 100 school districts as far as size in the country. But the reality is that with the growth that's happened in the Treasure Valley, there's just been this need to be able to have a different appreciation, a deeper appreciation for the cultural impact that comes with growth. And so over the last 10 years, what I've just seen is this really stagnation and really this kind of like good old boy, kind of old school way of being able to deal with the students who actually have the greatest needs.
Well, and in fact, nearly 96% of Idaho's teachers and administrators were white during the 2019-2020 school year. This is according to data from the State Department of Education. Also, we had 19,000 Idaho teachers and administrators. Of that, only 43 were Black. So, Donnell, that has to play into maybe a lack of awareness about cultural differences.
Yeah, I would definitely, you know, agree with that. You know, I think some of the work is that we just need to take a step back and really start to look at what things do we have in place to be able to encourage that the recruitment and retention of employees of color, and in particular, Black employees in our school districts around the state. I think what happens is you have to have an appreciation for diversity first and foremost. You have to be able to operate as far as equity is concerned from a teaching and learning perspective. And then as far as your culture, it has to be inclusive. And so it is adding to this need by having such a low number of individuals of color in the state.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the article in Idaho Education News, you talked about an incident that happened during a district meeting back in 2019 that frankly showed how insensitive and uneducated about racial justice that many educators have. And you say that the comment that you heard was not an isolated incident of racial insensitivity. And I don't want to have to have you, you know, replay this trauma as a Black person from what was said. But at the same time, I would like you to paint a picture of the fact that these incidents do happen.
Yeah, you know, I think the thing that as I sit here and try to be present with those moments, you know, the thing that I recall is first and foremost, just the shock factor. And then number two, just being able to slow down time and look around, you know, to my colleagues and them not knowing what to do, but them wanting to avoid this really tough moment. Mm-hmm. And then also, mm-hmm. you know, I'm looking at the organization as a whole and people making a decision in that moment that they don't want to be the squeaky wheel, that they don't want to stand up for what's right or whatever it may be. And so these moments are extremely confusing to me mentally and emotionally.
So Donnell, I'm curious if you have seen any small changes from when that incident happened in 2019 and to when we have been in lockdown. And I think as a white person, I can say that sitting at home during quarantine and not being able to walk away from the killings of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, just as examples, right? As white individuals, we've had to sit with that and frankly, you know, come acknowledge that maybe we have closed our eyes to it somewhat, at least. Have you seen any changes? And especially because what you said was no one wants to be the squeaky wheel, like they're uncomfortable, right? And so a year ago, maybe people didn't speak up, but maybe today they possibly would, because that is part of being an ally.
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually a point that I made to people continually is that, you know, we all need to just take a deep breath, because, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, we weren't even having this dialogue, and we actually are now. So even if it's rough to begin with, at least we're having a dialogue, and that is growth. I think at the same time, you know, people are taking little steps, you know, organizations like Inclusive Idaho are trying to do some of the work. The NAACP Treasure Valley chapter is definitely abreast of these things that are happening. And so I think people are taking steps. You know, for us in West Ada School District regarding my proposals, you know, a few of the proposals they haven't moved on. The most important one, I think, is for school districts and companies and organizations to take a stance, but we have an equity committee meeting scheduled for next week. So I guess we're at least taking one step in the right direction.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Central Academy Principal Donnell McNeil about the need for more training in school districts regarding racial justice. And, you know, you mentioned some of the recommendations that you have gone to the district with. Can you talk, Donnell, a little bit more about some of these things that that you would just like to see, but that are frankly imperative and should be a part of training?
Yeah, I think that there's, you know, four or five key areas. The first is that we have to review those policies that we have in place for when, you know, there's injustice or a person of color or from a particular religion or whatever those extenuating monikers of who those people are. Or what delineates who they are when they are violated according to those things. I think that the policies need to be anti-racist policies that should be in place. Right now, what's in place in most school districts and most organizations, they try to categorize it in the harassment policy, but it doesn't necessarily spell out what do we do, how do we respond. I think another piece is in that in HR and human resources, there needs to be tracking and monitoring methods. Sometimes what they told me was that a lot of these issues are handled at the lowest level. So those individuals, the superintendent, the HR director, aren't always made aware of these things. I think also when you talk about the training from the board members to the teachers to the administrators, we need to be able to have this dialogue, because what's happening is our students are being impacted by these attitudes and this implicit bias that they are experiencing in our schools. And then I think lastly, I think we really have to start to look at that curriculum and instructional piece. Our students are still reading books in schools from K-12 that have the N-word in it. And I just don't see the value in that. And so I think these are steps in the right direction, but I think that, you know, it's gonna take some courage and some bravery on the part of the school board members and also on the members of the community to come together and really say, hey, we need to question, we need to kind of redefine who we are as an educational system and what we want that outcome to be for our young people in society today.
And one of the requests that you had, and you mentioned this, was starting to track instances of racial harassment and discrimination in a more systemic way. Now, we do have to note that state and federal laws do prohibit discrimination based on race and color and national origin in the workplace. And Idaho's professional standards for educators also prohibit, quote, any act of harassment toward colleagues or students. However, the Idaho Department of Education requires schools to track and report instances of bullying, including racial bullying among students, but it does not have that same requirement for staff. Mm-hmm. And when I found that out, I was frankly a bit shocked and taken aback, because there is then an assumption that this would not happen with staff.
Yeah, I think it's such an interesting thing is in education, sometimes we have a set of rules for the students, we have a different set of rules for the adults. And I just believe that at some point we have to realize that this conversation is about humanity. And we have to have rules for how the human beings interact regardless of age, background, race, or whatever it may be. But I myself was also appalled at the lack of responsiveness to these issues. And that's why we're going to continue to push as much as we can for that systemic change.
I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking with us. As you said in the beginning of this interview, we weren't even having these conversations a year ago, 2 years ago. So I thank you for being courageous and for taking this on. And because we do need to take this a step farther now that we're having the conversations. So thank you.
You know what? Thank you so much for having me. Blessings to you. Take care and be well.
Thank you. You too. Good luck with the start of the school year as well.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Central Academy Principal Donnell McNeil about the need for more training in school districts around racial justice. Sammy Edge with Idaho Education News wrote a really in-depth article, and you can look that up on their website and read it in depth. More Idaho Matters right after this.